You're listening to Vatican Radio.
In his address to leaders of government and civil institutions in Egypt, Pope Francis spoke on the country's role in seeking solutions to the complex issues that face the Middle East. Christopher Wells reports.
Egypt, Pope Francis said, has a unique role to play in the Middle East, and among those countries seeking solutions to pressing and complex problems that need to be faced now in order to avoid the spread of worse violence. Violence he attributed to diverse factors such as the desire for power, the arms trade, social problems, and religious extremism. Pope Francis recalled in particular the victims of attacks on Coptic churches in December and more recently in the cities of Tanta and Alexandria. Pope Francis said this destiny and role of Egypt is also the reason for the call for an Egypt where no one lacks bread, freedom, and social justice. The same, he said, can be achieved if all are willing to work together to turn words and aspirations into reality. Development, prosperity, and peace are essential goods that merit every sacrifice, he said. But he reminded those present that true development is measured by concern for human beings, who are the heart of all development. The Holy Father spoke out especially against violence carried out in the name of God. The true God, he said, calls us to unconditional love, gratuitous pardon, mercy, absolute respect for every life, and fraternity among his children, believers and non-believers alike. History honors men and women of peace, he continued. And although peace is a gift from God, it is also the work of man. Pope Francis closed his speech with affectionate greetings for all of the people of Egypt, but especially, as he said, for my Christian sons and daughters and brothers and sisters, not only Catholics, but Coptic Orthodox, Greek Byzantines, Armenian Orthodox, and Protestants. The presence of Christians in Egypt, he said, is not new or accidental, but ancient, and an inseparable part of the history of Egypt. I'm Christopher Wells.